Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Lots to talk to going into the weekend here today. No WWE or pro wrestling pay-per-views, but there is a UFC show. You'll be stunned to know they've lost their semi-main event. Hospitalization, probably due to weight cutting, although we don't know. It'd be an educated guess. I'm sure we'll find out as the day goes on, but we'll talk about that here today on the show. I've watched the first episode of the Mae Young Classic. What did you think? Yesterday, I think the show aired on Wednesday. It was after NXT. Yesterday was Thursday. If I have my math correct, I've been thrown off by All In Weekend. Not one single text, not one single tweet, not one single email, not one single call, nothing about the Mae Young Classic. So if you watched it, what did you think? I thought it was all right. Not a fan of Michael Cole doing commentary. Thought the matches were okay. The tournament will get better as things move forward, but not a fantastic first episode of the show. You're welcome to give us your thoughts on that here today. The phone number, 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. That's direct to me. So if you call and you hear the show, you're next. So stick around, and I'll call you onto the show here in a while. You can call the Sports Byline and wait on hold, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, or you can send me text messages to 425-780-7566. Artie Reynolds, fresh off the Death of WCW panel, is going to be on the show in the final segment here today. That should be fun. We'll get the fallout from that panel. And, of course, all of the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Mike Sempervivi joins us after the show. We got a lot to talk about, so check it out. Back in a moment here, Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. After a long summer, siding can become dirty and mildewed. September is a great time to use a pressure washer to clean it up and inspect for more serious problems before the cold comes. Check first for rotten or warped areas and inspect the caulking, which can shrink and crack over time. For tougher mildew stains, try products like Wet and Forget Outdoor. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Labor Day sale at Ace, which means it's the perfect time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, including Weber, Traeger, and more. Right now, get the right grill at the right price, delivered right to your door. Now through Labor Day, hurry in and save $50 on select Weber Spirit grills. Plus, get free assembly and delivery on any grill $3.99 and up, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only through September 3rd. Store stock only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Looking at
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. We got a lot to talk about here today. I threw out the numbers in the opening segment. 844-411-5411 is the phone number. Text messages, 425-780-7566. You can also call the Sports Byline at 1-800-878-PLAY. And I want to start with this today because I want to clarify something from the show last night, the Brian and Vinny show, since a bunch of people on the border confused. They don't understand what's going on here.
Okay, what's the setup for this? Because I didn't hear it.
I was very, very upset because Tommaso Ciampa, who was supposed to be the top heel in NXT, and is the top heel in NXT, he does his promo, and he says, blah, 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 and I'm the greatest sports entertainer on the planet. I got so angry. And today, I had people saying everything from, you don't get it, to you're a mark, etc. Because they noted that on Twitter, Tommaso Ciampa is making it very clear he's not a wrestler, he's a sports entertainer, because it is an attempt for him to get heat. All right? So let me explain this to everybody here. If Tommaso Ciampa went to New Japan Pro Wrestling and his character was that he is a guy coming from WWE and he is proud to be a sports entertainer, he's not a wrestler, not even Ciampa, EC3, anybody, okay? That would work. That would be a great way to attempt to get heat. However, when you work for WWE, and you work for a company where every single person, from the lowest of the geeks to Samoa Joe to AJ Styles to Seth Rollins, everybody is forced to say that they're a sports entertainer. Everybody is forced to use these fake buzzwords. When you work for a company like that, when you go out there and you say, I'm the greatest sports entertainer in the world, to the viewer, there's no heat on you. There's heat on the company for hurting your character by making you say what everybody else has to say. I was not upset, not one single iota, at Tommaso Ciampa last night when he had to say that he was the greatest sports entertainer in the world. If the idea was that I'm supposed to be mad at Ciampa and he's supposed to be getting heat, if anything, I felt sympathy for Tommaso Ciampa because he's the best heel in the entire company until he was forced to be watered down by saying everything that everybody else is forced to say. He should be different, not just like everybody else. So no, I'm not falling for this. I'm not a mark. I'm not mad at Ciampa at all. I'm upset at the company for making him exactly like everybody else. And I haven't seen it yet, everyone. I have not seen the show where he's given new music. And I'm interested in seeing how they explain why he's got new music. But to me, and granted, I haven't seen it yet, what made him special was he had no music. I really don't care what excuse they give for him having music, but basically, he's going to have music just like everybody else. Maybe they'll do it in a way where I'll be upset at Tommaso Ciampa, the character, but because of the way that this company is promoted and has been promoted for over a decade, my guess is I'm actually going to be mad at the company for watering him down. But we'll wait and see.
Wouldn't running down a logical line of thinking be he's going to get the music just to rub it in everybody's face that he is a sports entertainer?
Sure. But we know he is. So there's no heat. He's just like everybody else.
I'm willing to look past this because he is so good and they have portrayed him so well. And I'd like to think that this is just them overthinking something and adding something to it because it's Johnny Wrestling that Ciampa just... because it's the audience and they're trying to portray the audience as well in a certain way, as well as Johnny Gargano fans that, you know, now he's Mr. Sports Entertainer as well as being crazy. I just liked crazy. I mean, I thought that was good. And like you said, him walking out there with that manic look on his face as the boos rained down with no music whatsoever, I thought was really unique and cool thing. Now, we'll have to see where they are going forward with this, but... yeah, I kind of liked what they had going on, but let's see how they evolve things because obviously they're taking a major turn by doing things with them.
This person says, don't you think Ciampa is playing up our hatred of the term by proclaiming his pride in it? Hold on a second. That's what he's doing on Twitter. That is not what he did on the show Wednesday night. He merely threw it out in the middle of a promo. He didn't do a promo and say, I am not a wrestler. I don't want to be called a wrestler. I am a sports entertainer, and I'm proud. He didn't say anything resembling that. He cut his promo, and in the middle of it, he just threw out the word that every other champion has to say. I'm the greatest sports entertainer in the world, and he moved on. So, well, no, was it wasn't taped? Painted like that.
When was it taped?
I don't know.
Maybe they're trying to work on it, like, on the fly, now that it's already taped. It's in the can. You can't do anything with it. Okay, how are you going to... as the show airs and you want to try to build it up and you want to stay interactive, that's just the direction that's where he wants to try to go with it or where they want to try to go with
I'm
it.
I'm sure they are. We'll see.
I don't necessarily fault them for this quite yet. I want to see where it plays out and goes. But again, I understand concern because his character has been so good.
Well, I don't fault them in the sense that I would bet if, and actually, I don't even know this. Maybe Triple H doesn't like the word wrestler either. I'd be very surprised.
Well,
but if Triple H were allowed to go in there and have everyone at NXT call themselves wrestlers and nobody else use the term sports entertainment, and the idea was that your top heel is going to use all of the buzzwords from the main roster for heat, then yeah, that probably would work. But right now, it's like everybody has to cut the same main roster promo. So why is there heat on Ciampa for doing what everybody else does?
Do you think there's somebody sitting in the corner of a basement, dark somewhere, who is very, very worried and is conspiratorially thinking that they're doing this big whodunit with William Regal with everyone on the roster, and now Ciampa's getting, he's getting theme music, and Johnny Gargano's getting, he's getting booed by the fans, and they may be turning him heel, where somebody's conspiring that Vince is injecting the poison into his own thing with NXT? I'm sure somebody's doing that. I bet you there is somebody doing that. I guarantee it.
This person says, even centered in a promo on NXT, put a ton of emphasis on sports entertainer as the crowd booed him even louder. He said it in the promo after he won the belt from Aleister. Well, yeah. Let's see. Let's see. To me, it did not work in that promo last night. It reminded me of everything that I don't like about the main roster. That's not what I want to be reminded of in the middle of his promo.
Yeah. I'd like to pretend, see, and that's my own fault sometimes for, you know, it is what it is. It's still a shoulder. It's still a body part of WWE where I'd like to think sometimes that it is pro wrestling land. It's the pro wrestling sometimes portion of WWE, and it's in its little vacuum and bubble, but really that's not what it is.
Well, let's see what else we've got here. This person says, talking about NXT and making everyone the same, seems like Penta and Phoenix are on the way to WWE. That is the rumor. We've been talking about that for a while now. No dates in 2018. And usually people stop taking dates when they're on their way to WWE.
Can you imagine, and I can, and it worries me, that they go to the roster and then you have them and Almas and Mascara Dorada and all of these guys, and it's like, this is just like WCW. I'm already looking forward into the future of the Dread, of having a bunch of luchadors on there with a bunch of talent that is they're just doing nothing with. And in this case, it's even worse. I fear for them going over there. I really, really do.
The emphasis on buzzwords is greatly hurting the Heat in the Joe versus Styles feud, this person says. The commentators are too busy using buzzwords to actually call it like it should be. A total jerk getting under the skin of a good guy. Hey, I'm going to say one positive thing about it. They were teasing on Monday or Sunday or whatever that on SmackDown, Samoa Joe was going to go to AJ Styles' house. They actually said, will Samoa Joe go to AJ Styles' house? I thought, no, do not go to this guy's house. And you know what? He didn't go to his house.
Nope.
So I'm very proud of them for not doing that angle, which never works.
And they're both pros, and Joe's the best right now. So whatever harm WWE magic can do, it doesn't matter. Individually, I'm taking it right now.
All right, back with news, calls, text, your daily fable, and more Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi.
A lot of Wale.
Yeah. Also, WrestlingObserver.com. The Great Wale. The Ants and the Grasshopper. The Ants were employing a fine winter's day in drying grain collected in the summertime. A grasshopper, perishing with famine, passed by and earnestly begged for a little food. The ants inquired of him, "Why did you not treasure up food during the summer?" He replied, "I had not leisure enough. I passed the days in singing." They then said in derision, "If you were foolish enough to sing all the summer, you must dance supperless to bed in the winter." Don't mess with those ants. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, not much. It's Jack in D.C. I was originally going to try to call Tuesday with Coach Quokes, but fortunately we didn't have the coach on Raw, so that'll work. I did want to kind of shift gears and talk about my thoughts on All In and the New Japan show that happened just last night. I don't want to go into it too much because I know a lot of people haven't seen it yet. I don't want to spoil it, but, man, the main event, the Golden Lovers versus Chaos, was unbelievable. And Will Ospreay took a lot of suplexes on his neck, and they looked really bad. So I really worry about that guy because I know that his neck can't be 100%, but, I mean, man, that main event was amazing.
Well,
as far as All In.
Go ahead, and I'll get to Ospreay. No, go ahead, I'll get to Ospreay in a second.
Well, All In, there's nothing I didn't like on the show, but I think the opener doesn't get enough credit. I mean, it was quick, Matt Cross and MJF, but it really did kind of set the tone perfectly. It introduced fans that may have not seen any of the wrestlers or the type of wrestling to what they can expect, and it was a good mix of high-flying and technical. So I think it's right up there with some of my favorite matches on the show. Just wanted to say that because I know nobody seems to be talking about that one. But, yeah, it was a great show overall.
All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. I here's the thing with Ospreay. He gets very, very upset when people are critical and tell him not to do so many crazy things. And unfortunately, he is a wrestler and a very famous one. And he's a public figure, so hate to do it, but got to talk about it. He's got to slow down. We've said it a million times. I won't waste everyone's time, but I will merely say Will Ospreay is extraordinarily talented. Okada said in 5 years he could be the best wrestler on the whole planet. This is Okada, who probably is the best wrestler there may have ever been. He could be the greatest wrestler in the world without landing on his head and without landing on his neck. He's that talented. If you suck, it's like back in the day. If you couldn't wrestle, you could do hardcore matches. You could kill yourself. You could get a reaction. If you can't wrestle, you can get a reaction by being dropped on your head. Guess who can wrestle?
Oh, Will Ospreay.
Will Ospreay. Thank you, Mike. So he doesn't need to be doing this stuff. And it's a broken record, but I went to StarCast, and there were a lot of older wrestlers there. And let me tell you something. They ain't moving very well.
Ain't got no neck.
They're not moving well at all.
Knees.
And I won't mention names, but, I mean, I saw a lot of old guys there who probably not a single time in their lives landed on their head and neck. And they can't stand up straight. They shuffle around. They just look like they're in constant pain. I mean, this is where this is going. And I'm sure he feels good now. Actually, I'm not sure he feels good. He's probably hurting all over. But it's not like, hey, you know, I'll retire and then everything will just heal up and I'll be in my 40s and 50s and I'll be good as new again. I'm 43 years old, never landed on my head. I never did all this crazy stuff. You ever watch me wrestle? Holy smokes. But man, my knees creak and I got things going on that I... just a life of doing gymnastics and jiu-jitsu and wrestling, but never doing anything stupid in any of those sports. So, I don't know. There's probably a lot of fables about this, but let's just move
on.
Well,
the fables actually play themselves out as you talk about at these conventions and through the lore of the story of whatever happened to us. That's how those fables get told. You know who else doesn't have to do that? Tetsuya Naito. Do you know who does that? Tetsuya Naito. It's
all
bigger than Ospreay. It's not just him. It's a lot of these guys. And it's they don't need to be doing it. I would love Ospreay matches just as much as if he didn't try a Death Valley driver flippity-doo thingy where he lands on his neck on the ring apron. I mean, I'm amazed. I'm amazed by this younger group and what they're able to do. But like you said, they're still going to have to walk around one day. And who am I to tell them not to do something? It's not my life. It's not my body, all that sort of stuff. But I am saying this as a wrestling fan. You don't have to do all that for me. I know you're not doing it for me. You're doing it for whatever. But just as a fan, for my two cents, since you're performing for me, you don't have to do that. If you're going to keep doing it, fine. But then also, you know, don't be surprised if you get the GoFundMe later on because you can't look side to side.
I will say this. I know this is going to sound like a defense, but I'm trying to be unbiased here, as I always am. This person texted in and he said, Joey Janela said on the Stone Cold podcast, he won't care about his injuries until he's older. Maybe Ospreay has the same attitude. Of course Ospreay has the same attitude.
A lot of athletes do.
But here's the thing. So at All In, Joey Janela took some crazy moves, okay? Why even bother listening? He went through ladders, just crash and burn right and left, okay? So later that same evening, after the after party, I'm talking like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was at the hotel and I was hanging out.
The hotel lobby?
I was hanging out at the hotel lobby with Joey Janela. And we were talking about this. We were talking about that. He wasn't limping. He wasn't.
He was pimping.
He wasn't pilled up. He was just. It was almost amazing that he'd had this match. I didn't even think about it till like later. I was like, God, he fell off a ladder head first, like earlier in the evening. He seemed totally fine. Now, in all fairness, a lot of these older wrestlers, okay? The older wrestlers worked a very, very hard style in the sense that the rings didn't bounce at all. They were like boxing rings. And they would fall down, and they would fall, and they didn't take a lot of bumps. They didn't land on their head, but they'd fall down on this hard surface over and over.
The AstroTurf of wrestling rings.
They drink 12 beers driving to the next city.
Brother.
Okay? Then the next generation, they would take all of these bumps, and they'd get totally pilled up, and then they'd go to the next city. Brother. And they would tell you, like, you got to drink, you got to take these pills, or you can't do this schedule. Now, I am not going to sit here and tell you that the guys today don't drink and the guys today don't do pills. That's ridiculous. However, I was in locker rooms in the 90s. I was in locker rooms in the early 2000s. I have been in the locker rooms today. It's totally different.
Yes, it is.
So there's an aspect of this where, you know, maybe the guys won't fall apart to the degree that the older guys did. Or maybe they'll only fall apart to the same degree. Maybe it won't actually be worse because they're not there numbing the pain every night and then going out there and doing even stupider things because they're numb to the pain.
Oh, well, my
listen,
God.
Listen, it's not going to be good, but it is different today. And we'll see how people end up in a decade and 2 decades from now.
I don't care if you take the pills that makes you forget about the fact that you landed on your neck or will numb it when you do land on your neck as opposed to not being on anything when you land on your neck. Still landing on your neck isn't going to be good.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's good at all.
And look, Joey Janela, who knows if he's still standing the same way in 2024 as he is right now. Some people age differently and things catch up to him differently, but again, it goes back to you're going to do what you want to do. This is independent contractors at work here. So the hand that puts the pressure on needs to come down from the companies. And WWE, in some ways, over the years, has done that with certain moves and with certain situations that they don't allow for certain reasons. And it's really going to come down to New Japan because there's a lot of guys like Ishii, like Naito, like Ospreay, like, you know, just name a guy that take too many dangerous risks when their fan base we'll still love them anyway. We'll still revere them. We'll still look at them with a fair eye, even if they don't do such things that will basically damage them later on. And sometimes don't add to a match, but only detract because you got a cringe factor.
Hey, here's one for you. Very wise text here. This person says, do you know what's hard like a boxing ring? The apron and the floor.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
I've been ranting about these apron bumps for a long time now. There's an expectation for a lot of guys now that they have to do an apron bump because the fans know the apron is the hardest part of the ring. This was a gigantic mistake. I will never take a bump on the apron. Do you hear me? I may power bomb somebody on the apron, but I ain't taking that bump there.
Like,
kidding me?
Marco
no,
Stunt?
Don't even get started. Okay. Hey, I want to say something about Marco Stunt right here. And this goes for Eric Bischoff or anybody else that likes to cry on Twitter. You ready for this?
Yeah, I think.
Okay. 844-411-5411. If you have a problem with me or anything that I say here on the show, that is an unscreened open line. There's no call screener. There's nobody stopping you from calling that line and talking to me. I don't know who's on the line till I hit that button. 844-411-5411. Knock yourself out. Back in a moment. Artie Reynolds, Wrestling Observer Live.
Yellow part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hello, everybody. We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And very happy today to be joined by the craziest guy I know, Artie Reynolds, here on the show.
He survived.
Yeah, he survived, all right.
Yes, I was not castrated live on stage, as was predicted.
What a liar. You kidding me?
Yeah, well, we'll find out a lot more about that as we discuss this further, I'm sure.
Yes, the last time we talked to you, you were getting ready to do this, and now you have done it. What's the postscript?
The postscript is that what happens off stage is generally more interesting than what happens on stage.
It always is.
It was a lot of fun, that StarCast show. We had a great time. We did a WrestleCrap panel on Friday, and it kind of set up everything. We had so much fun doing that. We had Bill Apter. We had Dr. D. Kevin Sullivan was telling us stories of the Dungeon of Doom that I could have listened to for hours on end. And Oscar from Men on a Mission did a rap that buried me about 6 feet under, because he was very angry about what I had written about him in the first WrestleCrap book, which came out, like, I don't know, 16 years ago or something.
Amazing.
So he had all this pent-up frustration that he wanted to unleash on me. So,
hey, let me say one thing here, okay?
Hot bars.
Let me say one thing about Kevin Sullivan. So Kevin Sullivan, as everyone is aware, I'm sure by now, I sat next to him on the plane all the way there. All sorts of stories about everything.
I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah. But he mentioned, and this is so patently obvious, but everyone makes fun of the Dungeon of Doom because it's just so campy and wacky. But he said Hulk Hogan came in, and the easiest way that I felt to gain his trust was to give him exactly what he was doing in the 80s. So I created a bunch of wacky, giant cartoon characters, and I let him face and beat all of them, and I gained his trust. I was like, this man's brilliant.
Well,
there you go.
Yeah, no, he talked about that a lot, and I thought it made perfect sense.
Of course it does.
What was interesting is we, and I know you did this too, after we did the WrestleCrap panel, they instructed us, hey, you need to go do a private meet and greet with people that had paid extra and they got pins and all this stuff, right? So we go into this room, and as we're going down the hallway, they're like, can you bring, you know, we brought Katie Vick in a casket, and, you know, we had the gobbledygooker outfit and all this stuff. We're just making a scene, you know, going down the hallway, wheeling, out of the way, Katie Vick coming through, and just making a spectacle of everything. We go into the room, and there were two other people that were sitting there signing autographs. It wasn't just the WrestleCrap team. It was Sean Waltman was across the way from us, and in the corner was none other than your friend of mine, Eric Bischoff. Now, Eric had never met me before. He'd passed by me several times. He didn't know what I looked like, anything else. So he's sitting over in the corner, and he's watching us wheel in the casket. You know, one of the guys is wearing the Oz robe and flapping with the gobbledygooker and everything else. And Eric's just sitting over in the corner like, who on earth are these people? And I thought, okay, I'm going to go over and, you know, say hello. So I go over and I say, hi, Eric. I'm R.D. Reynolds. And he looked at me. He blinked twice, looked over at the casket, then buried his head in his hands and said, Jesus Christ, in such a disgusted manner. And I thought, this is going to be a lot of fun the rest of this weekend. So he, you know, and it kind of followed through the next day, right before we went on stage. He came up to me and he said, just so you know, I'm not funny. I don't do comedy, but I'm really good at being an a-hole. He didn't say a-hole, but I know this is
sure, yeah.
Rated, correct? Yeah.
I can figure it out.
Yeah. So we go up on stage, and they introduce me first. I come out. Kevin Sullivan comes out. David Penzer comes out. Then Bischoff comes out. Bischoff gets on stage. He shakes Kevin Sullivan's hand. He shakes David Penzer's hand, and then he just flips me off, which I thought was good heel tactic, right?
Sure, yeah. Living the gimmick.
So, huh?
Living the gimmick.
Absolutely. So, I decided that I was, despite the fact that Eric wasn't going to do comedy, I was. So I talked about, you know, I want to say a few things before we really get started. I talked about how great Kevin Sullivan was at the WrestleCrap panel. So David Penzer was great as well. And then I looked at Eric and I said, this isn't going to make people happy, but Eric, I thought you were great as well as the old man preacher in the Billy and Chuck Wedding.
Well, hey, he was absolutely fantastic in that role.
3 minutes?
Yeah. He didn't. he didn't find humor in that at all.
I don't know why.
The
biggest compliment he got all weekend.
Yeah. So I said, let's show the picture of the front cover of the book. We showed the front cover of the first Death of WCW, and I had picked out that terrible photo of Bischoff to put on there. And
your wife designed the cover, correct?
My wife designed the cover, but I picked out that photo.
Yes.
Yes. So I picked out the photo. I said, Eric, I owe you an apology. That was a really dirty pool to have a photo that looks that bad. I guarantee it's the worst photo ever of you. I said, but I think we can make some money with it. And I unzipped my jacket, and I had a T-shirt that had that horrible picture in a heart. And he no-sold it. I said, okay, we could also have these Eric Bischoff stick heads, not something else.
Yes, stick.
And I waved that, and he no-sold it. And I said, well, you know, I got a really good deal on these. You get a lot better deal if you buy a bunch of them. And so I yelled out to my buddy. I said, how many of these do we have? And he said, I think we have about 200. And I said, great. Eric would charge me a royalty. If I give them out for free, I think that's okay. So we handed those out to everybody in the crowd.
Did he no-sell that one?
He did not find humor in that at all. He called me a poor comedian. He had a lot of not nice things to say about me. But as I told you before, this whole thing was going to be a clown show. So if it was going to be a clown show, I'm going to put on my giant shoes and my red nose.
Brian, are you upset you missed this?
And troll the guy.
Not one bit.
What was that?
He asked me if I
was
sad
upset
I missed
that he
it.
Missed
yeah.
this, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he, as we were going through, he started to say some stuff that didn't really make sense. And so I would try and say something, but he'd cut me off, whatever. It was.
Well, like, what kind of stuff did, like, what would be the typical thing that he would say, like an example of what he would say that was so off the rails that it was like, well, why did you even bother?
Well, yeah, he mentioned Dave. He mentioned Dave Meltzer. And he mentioned him a couple times, like, you know, well, this is stuff, you know, you and Meltzer would have written in the book. And I got really kind of confused, and I just kind of let him, you know, ramble. At some point, then Kevin Sullivan got in, Penzer got in, and we weren't really able to say much. And I said, look, I said, I don't know if you've ever read the book, but in the book, we say a lot of really positive things about you. And I kind of mentioned all the stuff, all the positives. I went for, like, you know, probably 90 seconds, 2 minutes, talking about how brilliant he was during the early days of Nitro. And he is there listening to it. And Penzer looks at him and says, you know, RD said a lot of really nice things about you, Eric. It was in the book. And what do you have to say to that? And Bischoff just goes, next question. Like a robot, like he was channeling Linda McMahon or something. And so we get done with this whole thing. And at the end, he doesn't flip me off. And about 40 minutes into it, he actually started agreeing with different things I was saying. At the end, we shake hands on stage. And then we go backstage. And like I said, this is where the interesting stuff really happened, because I said to him, I said, Eric, you mentioned, you know, Dave in the book. I said, you do realize he didn't write the book. You know, me and Brian did. And he just looked at me. He got really snappy. And he goes, well, why is his name on the cover? And I'm like, it's not. And so I pulled him aside. And I said, look, just tell me the truth. Have you ever read this book? Have you ever read Death of WCW? And he looks me straight in the eyes and says, nope, and I never will. And at that point, I just kind of, I looked at him for probably 5 seconds, and then I just started laughing. And I said, okay. I said, that was very impressive that you were able to go out and debate something that you have never read. Can we get some photos? And he says, sure. So we get some posed photos of us shaking hands and him flipping me off. We get posed photos of us shaking hands and both of us smiling at the camera. And then my favorite is there was a photo of us, like, basically walking into the sunset, and it appears for all the world as though we're holding hands.
I thought, when I first saw that photo, okay, it's like the Mandela effect. You were absolutely holding hands the first time I saw that photo. Later, I look at it again, and you're not holding hands. Somebody photoshopped in a rainbow. It was the most lovely thing that I've ever seen. I howled at that photo.
Yeah, I'll never forget, because the text, I had texted you, like, that night and said, you know, we didn't kiss and make up, and that was the one of him flipping me off.
Yeah, let me tell you what you sent. You sent a text, and it says, yeah. you said, you know, we didn't leave as friends, but whatever. And then you sent me the pictures one at a time, and the first picture that comes through is the handshake, the flipping it off. The second that comes through is the handshake smiling at the camera. And when that third picture came through of you guys leaving together holding hands, I nearly had a heart attack right there. I died.
That was so awesome, that photo. And, you know, it all came from he would just, you know, he was honest whenever I asked him, you know, off stage. I just said, you've never read this book, have you? And he's like, no, I never will. And I just thought, man, I have to give him credit for that. That he actually did that. And I was like, let's just take some photos. Sure, why not? And we were laughing about it, you know?
Well, professional wrestling, everybody.
Yeah, that photo of us holding hands, that had to have, or looking like we were holding hands, that was the capper of a just ridiculous weekend.
Dude, that
may be my favorite photo of the weekend.
That one with the rainbow photoshopped in needs to be placed in your casket at your funeral. You've got to put that in your will.
Yeah, that one's one I will cherish forever is that. And it was funny because it, like, the rest of the weekend he's just like scowling all the time. And I think I was like, I mean, it had to have been one of like five photos where he was actually smiling.
Yeah. Yeah. Good work.
The one with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's me. I like to bring some, comedy and levity to this business.
Did you ever? You had a great booth. You had a great WrestleCrab booth. You had all sorts of great things there. Katie Vick, tell everyone very quickly the story about the Gobbledygooker costume. We got like 30 seconds.
Yeah. Well, we were able to get the Gobbledygooker. The actual costume,
the real deal.
We actually had
not Hector.
We had the real costume, and we had we owned the Katie Vick outfit, so we got a mannequin, put it in a casket, so people were getting their pictures with both the Gobbledygooker actual costume and Katie Vick together.
That's right,
WrestleCraptastic.
Yeah. Well, Artie, stand by. We're gonna head to a break. We'll come back and plug some stuff. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by the co-author of Death of WCW with Dave Meltzer. Artie Reynolds is here. And let's get some plugs out for all of your stuff.
Well, I guess I should plug the Wrestling Observer for Dave. But I am at WrestleCraft.com. You can also reach me on Twitter at WrestleCraftRD and Facebook, WrestleCraftRD. We, since 2000, have been the very worst in pro wrestling, so check it out. We also have our podcast, WrestleCraft Radio.
And man, oh man, the material you're going to have from this Death of WCW panel for the future.
I know. It was so much comedy, and it just wrote itself.
You could practically...
Eric Bischoff.
Yes. You could practically write another book just about this weekend.
I'll see if Dave's available to help me with that.
That's right. That's right. He's very busy, but I'll see what I can do as well.
He's a Hall of Famer, you know.
That's right. Soon to be. Hey, RD, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. Proud of you for your work on that panel. And, of course, thanks so much for your co-authorship of Death of WCW. Check out all of his books, everybody. All the information is up on his Twitter. Just Google Artie Reynolds and all the information about WrestleCrap, Death of WCW, all of his other books, at WrestleCrapRD on Twitter, and so much more. And we're out of time, everybody. I want to thank you all for listening here today. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We'll talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.